Welcome to the Choose Life Radio Network. Your host is Jill Taylor. Every week we bring you a candid conversation with someone who's making a difference for the cause of life. And now here's Jill to introduce today's guest on Choose Life Radio.
Welcome to Choose Life Radio. I'm Jill Taylor, your host. Today I have a real energetic Katie Brown, and she's the director of communications for American Life League. And Katie, I am very excited to hear a story from you that is really pounding at my heart right now. Welcome to Choose Life Radio.
Jill, thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here. And I know you're energetic and you're young. How old are you, Katie?
I'm 27, so I don't feel very young, I guess, but everybody always says that I still am, so I guess I still got lots of time.
You have lots of time. Okay, well, I want to discuss some of the things that I'm reading about that are kind of disturbing about our education of kids and what they think they're learning and what their parents think they're learning. Tell me a little bit about the situation I'm describing.
Sure. So one of the things that we do at American Life League, we have this free resource called our Charity Watch List. And basically what we do is we look at different nonprofits like 501c3s and where exactly they place their support. Kind of a red, yellow, green rating on how they respond to different life issues. And so the one that we're kind of raising the alarm bell about right now is the Girl Scouts. And I know that people probably aren't super shocked to hear that, but we ended up giving the Girl Scouts a red rating specifically, not only just because of their ties to groups that fund Planned Parenthood, but they actually have a badge available for girls grades 6 to 12. So we're talking about 11 to 18-year-old girls. And this is their public sexual health badge where they encourage girls to discuss STD testing, what they call sexual health, and what they say specifically as protecting girls from consequences like pregnancy and other things like that.
Hit that age again.
We're talking about 11 to 18-year-old girls. This is 6th grade to 12th grade.
Oh, my word.
When I was in the 6th grade, I think I was playing with Barbies still. You know, this is really, really young. You know, this is something that should fall to the parents to talk to their kids about. It should not fall to your Girl Scout troop to talk about this.
Absolutely. And so what is happening to the Girl Scouts as a result of that? Who's guiding this and what's the call for? Why in the world are they pushing this issue for young girls?
This is actually a newer badge that they've pushed out. I think what our researcher found is that this is something that they did kind of in correspondence with the CDC. They pushed out this sexual health badge in 2022. But unfortunately, the Girl Scouts have been kind of in bed with these programs and things like that that support Planned Parenthood for much longer than that. They receive funding from groups like United Way, Johnson & Johnson, that all have very clear ties to Planned Parenthood. So this is something they've been doing for a while, but this badge is just a clear, concise thing that you can point at and say, you know, get your kids out of that program because there are better options out there. And it's just something that really girls at that age or really any age really should not be encouraged to dive into sexual health in the 6th grade.
And I love that our listeners are adults, their parents and their grandparents. And this is a really important issue for you to listen to because your kids may not be coming home with this. They may not understand what's being pushed upon them. And it's really important that we not cause them to think about having sex earlier than they should under circumstances that we don't trust them to be in. Those are issues that are hard to talk to mom and dad about. So it's really important for our parents and grandparents who might be listening today to get this message out to your families. I'm just struck with what this is about because I think school should be a place where you're safe and it should be a place where you can feel free to talk about what happened at school and what's going on. And I think that this is very unique. I am so grateful for you bringing this to us. So the American Heritage Girls, it was founded in 1995, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so this is kind of our, it's bad news first, good news second situation, which, you know, the charity watch list is great because it shows people, you know, what not to give to, but then we also give people lots of green examples of things that we have found, you know, either have nothing to do with, you know, anti-life issues, or they come out and directly support preborn lives, human life at every stage, that kind of thing. So the American Heritage Girls is one that we rated green, and we're offering it to people. It's not our group. We're suggesting it to people as kind of a better alternative than the Girl Scouts. So they were founded in 95 by a group of parents in Ohio. They wanted a better Christian alternative to the Girl Scouts, which even then in the 90s were, you know, kind of pushing out anti-life things to young girls. So this group of moms founded the American Heritage Girls, and it's grown to a national scouting group now. There's lots of groups in different churches or private schools, or I know even some homeschool groups have their own troop. It's a very positive alternative to the Girl Scouts, because not only do they actually, on their website, so if people are interested, they can go to the American Heritage Girls website. They have a pro-life where they come out and, you know, just kind of advocate for protecting life at every stage for every reason. You always want to protect a human life, which is awesome to see. And then not only that, they actually have programs that teach girls purity and chastity and the value of saving yourself for marriage. So it's twofold. It's not only are they pro-life, but they also enforce these positive values on young girls, which are the ones that they should be learning, you know, not how to protect yourself from STDs. You know, we should be encouraging girls to hold their purity, hold their value, really know their self-worth.
And it sounds to me like the opponent here is really hoping to get girls involved as early as possible in sexual activity. And I cannot imagine from sixth grade up that that is something that we would push on children.
Right.
And I think parents who are listening today get that. They're so, I want to say, ignorant of the thought that that would happen at that early age in school. But if they're allowed to come to school and preach this, we need to be well aware and warning you strongly that you want to know what your kid is hearing at school and from groups that are coming and saying, join our group, because we'll have a lot of fun talking about things. Whatever the pull is, it's really yucky.
Right.
So I'm so appreciative of you pushing this agenda for us today and talking about it. How are you getting this out into the schools?
So our charity watch list is free online. It's if people are interested in seeing it, it's all.org/charity-watch-list. And we have all the information there for free. There are different kind of, I guess, watch lists out there that you can subscribe to or you can pay to. But the difference with ours is that it's free and it focuses directly on life issues. So we have that available online. And then American Life League also has a program dedicated to creating education materials that people can add into their homeschool groups or their curriculum that they already have in their schools. And that is 100% pro-life. It's very positive. It's very life-affirming. So that's one of the ways that we're trying to, you know, not only suggest that people look into groups like the American Heritage Girls, but we also have, it's called Culture of Life Studies. It's a program that creates these educational or supplemental educational materials, I should say, people can add into their lessons. So, you know, we're trying to promote groups like the American Heritage Girls as a good thing to do outside of school. But then alternatively, you know, our group does produce these positive tools that teachers or parents can use in their kids' existing curriculum to reinforce, you know, the value of human life, someone's own personal dignity and sanctity of life, to just further emphasize that positive pro-life stance for their kids.
You are the generation of fast speaking, I'll tell you. You really fly. One of the things I want to say to our listener is that all of this information is going to be on our website at chooseliferadio.com, and you'll be able to have the references that she has shared with us today. Katie, you're a fast speaker, but I want to be sure that they can get a hold of that information. So we will have that information on the website, just because it's important for you to be able to go back to this, look at it, and discern for yourself whether you want to be sure you get this back into the schools and take it back in and say, hey, if this is true in my school, I don't want my child to be in that class. It has to come down to parents' rights at this point, especially at grade 6, 7, and 8. Those are young kids, very capable of hearing something and thinking, oh, I should, you know, they told me not to say anything at home, so I shouldn't talk to my parents about this. I should just take this for what it is. And so we're going to come back and talk more about what it is that we need to be doing with our children to educate them. And we'll do that right on the other side of this quick break at Choose Life Radio.
Jim will be back shortly to continue this week's exciting interview. But in the next moment, I want to share with you a true story that came out of a massive Armenian earthquake in 1988. I remember the story because it's one of those life stories that conveys biblical truth. After the earthquake, a young mom and her 4-year-old daughter were trapped beneath the rubble of a 36-story apartment complex. She gave her daughter the only food she could locate in the 18-inch space in which she could maneuver, a jar of blackberry jam. The child, satisfied for the moment, soon cried out to her mother for water. In that moment, the mother recalled the story of an Arctic explorer dying of thirst. His comrade, willing to sacrifice himself for his fellow explorer, cut his hand and gave his dying friend blood to help quench his friend's thirst. Locating a shard of glass, the mother cut her finger and placed it in the child's mouth. Although she doesn't recall the day she initially cut her finger, she did it repeatedly in order to comfort her. "I lost all hope," she said, "but I wanted my daughter to live." On the 8th day, her husband and other rescue workers pulled them to safety, and after a week of intravenous feedings, their body fluids were replenished, and they were released from the hospital. It was a miracle, but also a graphic portrayal of Romans 6, verses 4 and 5. "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may have a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection." The past few weeks, the church has been celebrating the death and resurrection of Jesus the Messiah. And because we celebrate his conquering death, we have a far deeper appreciation for the value and sanctity of life. And that is this ministry of Choose Life Radio, celebrating the resurrection and sanctity of human life. Without your prayer and generous financial support, we simply couldn't continue. But with you and friends like you, we continue to share the sanctity of life on some 740 AM and FM radio stations. In order to continue sharing the death-conquering news of the resurrection, your gift today is essential. You can send your gift today through our online portal at ChooseLifeRadio.com. That's ChooseLifeRadio.com. Or you can send your gift to Choose Life Radio, Post Office Box 36622, Canton, Ohio, 44735. Thank you for sending your generous gift today. You make it possible to share the value and sanctity of life on this station.
Welcome back to Choose Life Radio. I'm Jill Taylor, and our guest today is Katie Brown. She's Director of Communications of American Life League. And we are discussing a topic that might sound weird, but for us as parents, we kind of trust what's happening at school. And sometimes we need to be digging in deeper. And this conversation has to do with the issue of sexual activity, in essence. Bring us back up to date with what we kind of talked about before, and I want you to share more about what you're doing with American Life League.
Sure. So what we had chatted about before was just kind of our discovery that the Girl Scouts not only are funded by groups that are very tight ties with Planned Parenthood, but they also have this badge that we mentioned, the sexual health badge, that encourages girls 11 years old to 18 years old. So we're talking about middle school girls, high school girls, encourages them to learn about what they call, you know, reproductive health. So STD testing, birth control, contraception, these kinds of things. And they're offering this as a badge for very, very young girls. And encouraging them to pursue this. And I have a little quote that I think just kind of, it really just kind of drives this home. So the Girl Scouts group says, and this is kind of how they're promoting this badge. They say, "We want to protect girls from STDs, pregnancy, and potentially dangerous situations that can affect their future." So it's not only, you know, are they trying to educate girls about things that, as we mentioned, fall to the parents, but they're also just expecting your kids to have sex way before they should be. So definitely raising some alarm bells here for parents.
And I think parents, they're already edgy about talking about this with their kids, and to think of starting it at such a young age, that is, you know, that's very disconcerting. However, if you are hearing this interview and you understand that you may be in a school system where it's allowed to come forth, then it's probably important to begin that conversation and say, you know, I just wonder if you have any questions. Some kids certainly change their looks earlier than others. I think that sometimes they find themselves a little more sexually appealing earlier than others. And the point is, they're watching kids around them and they're wondering, what am I looking like and what should I be acting like? And how do I attract the boyfriends? Because that's something that begins to happen 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. You know, you want to have a really good boyfriend that you look good with when you walk down the hall, but that's about all you can do. You can't date. How can we really prepare parents better to talk earlier to their kids?
I think, and I'm glad you mentioned the parents, because I think that this is something obviously that falls to the mom and dad or grandparents or whoever is the guardian there, that falls to the parents to talk about. And I always say, you know, when people ask this, I think that this is something that needs to come from the parents and not your school. So parents want to bring this up before the school has a chance to, because it's not a matter of if it's going to happen, it's a matter of when it's going to happen. And that's a conversation that really needs to happen between a parent and a child. And if parents delay that, if they're scared of talking about it, you know, I really would just encourage them to kind of just think about their kids' well-being. You know, I'm sure it's got to be an awkward conversation for mom to bring up with her daughter or for dad to bring up with his son, but it's better that a parent does it, obviously, because if a parent does not, the school is going to, or in this case, the Girl Scouts are going to. If it comes from the Girl Scouts, or even if it comes from public school, they're going to frame it in a way that could be really detrimental to your kid's future. They're going to frame it in a way where, oh, well, we know sex happens, but here's a bucket load of preventatives like condoms and control and things that'll protect you from STDs. They're going to frame it in a way where they're encouraging your kid to have sex, thinking that sex does not have consequences. So I really would encourage parents to just embrace that conversation, embrace it head on, because it's not a matter of if somebody else is going to try to, it's just a matter of when.
Katie, do you have a group of people who are willing to go into schools and talk about this with the classes?
We do not personally at American Life League, but I know that there are local groups that do this. And one of the things that we do here is we have kind of a network of what we call our associate groups. So it's groups all around the country that work in their communities. So if somebody's listening and if they're kind of shocked by this and they want to know how to get this out of their schools, I would encourage them to reach out to us because we can connect them with one of our associate groups who might be local to their area.
And the best way to contact you?
Sure. So if somebody's listening and they want to reach out, they can reach out to me directly. They can either call our office number. They can call us here at our front desk. It's 540-659-4171. And they just ask for Katie. And I'd be happy to help anybody connect with somebody local in their area that can do this for them.
You made a really neat statement. You talked about kids' well-being. And I think that one of the things that we trust when we send kids to school is their well-being. You know, you're going to be protected. You're going to have teachers that care about you. You're going to have a principal that steps in every once in a while and listens to what's going on. But the reality is other groups can come in and speak. I know that. I've done that before, you know, as a member of an organization that protects kids from this. So yes, you can go in and you can make a presentation and they can ask questions and you can step back out, typically at the junior high age. But this is something that I think parents must be aware of. When we went in to warn children, to say, be careful who you're with. Don't walk home with someone and get into their home without knowing you have permission to do that and your parents know where you are. Those are things that kids do easily. They think it's your friend. And so I can go into your house, and I can remember one time walking into a friend's house, and there were Playboy magazines everywhere. I found myself drawn to those. I was a minister's kid. I thought, what in the world is that? And I pushed away from it, but it caused me other problems of thinking, what's in that book? What does that look like? And it came down finally to a really good conversation with my dad. This isn't appropriate, and let me tell you why. Children are oftentimes in places where we assume they're going to be safe, and they aren't. In my case, I was babysitting, and the people had those kinds of magazines. And my dad came in and let me know that was wrong. Right away, he did. But, you know, you just don't know where your kids might be picking something up. And especially if they've been protected and kept from this, it's quite possible that it will be something that really jars them and actually calls them out and says, hey, you need to see more of this. I really appreciate, Katie Brown, what you're doing. And I think it's really important. How did you get drawn to this ministry?
Yeah, so I've been with American Life League since about 2019. And I actually, so my grandmother is the founder of our organization. So she's been doing this for, oh my goodness, probably the last 50 years or so. And she's definitely retired now. She turned 80 actually this month. But this was her life's mission. She founded American Life League to be no exceptions, no compromise on abortion. That's our mission. That's what we do. We do a lot of education to just try to educate people on culture of life and you know, matters of faith and morals. We are a Catholic group, so all of our teachings are kind of rooted in the Catholic faith. But everything comes down to protecting human life at every stage. For whatever reason, we always want to advocate for the total protection of the preborn child. And so that was my grandmother's mission. And so growing up, watching her kind of pursue this, it was incredible to witness. And I feel so lucky that I got to watch her, you know, be such a dominant force in this for so long. So I worked in just kind of corporate media for a little bit out of college, and just didn't love the mission, and just didn't love that it really wasn't. I mean, anybody who watches, you know, corporate media could tell you it's not a positive force. So I didn't love that. And she asked if I would come help out for a little bit here at American Life League. And that was just about 5 years ago. So God's definitely got a plan and led me to ministry. But I'm so grateful for her example. But also, you know, the fact that we get to educate people and just kind of teach on a culture of life that, you know, maybe hopefully somebody out there is listening and it'll maybe change somebody's mind.
Katie, I want to tell you, we are more of an evangelical program, but Catholics are the ones who often lead us to deal with some of these things, because you go right for it. And I appreciate that. So it's a good blend here today to have you come from the Catholic Church and speaking to our listeners, whether they're Catholic or evangelical. It's important for you to be watching and listening to your kids, your grandkids. And that's the message I think that Katie Brown is bringing us today. Get involved with what your kids are doing. It's so easy to have them run in, drop their books, head into the bedroom and call somebody and get involved. And if you don't take the time as parents and as grandparents to say, I want to hear what you learned today. Tell me what was the most exciting thing. Tell me the thing that was the most alarming thing. Give them a chance to really, don't just say, hey, how was your day today? That's not enough. Dig in a little bit and find out what they're learning, what they're holding on to, what they're wondering about, but don't know how to ask you about. And those are the things that we really depend on parents to do. And grandparents. Grandparents are really good at that. So, Katie, you have just been a real joy, and it's been wonderful to have you here. Just a quick note about you and your family. Are you not married yet, and we can connect you with someone?
Sure. So I am not married yet, but so my boyfriend and I have been together for just about a year. And you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'm 27, he's in his 30s. So I think if you have me on in the next month or so, I think I might not be just dating a boyfriend anymore. I think I might have a fiance. So we'll see. But yes, God has been just blessed me immensely with him. He's incredible. And we met on a Christian dating site, which is wild. And I never in a million years thought that I would meet somebody online. But it just goes to show, you know, God will lead you to the right person no matter where you look. So God is good.
Oh, God is good. And you are good. And we are so grateful for this interview today. Thank you for being with us today, Katie Brown, Director of Communications, American Life League. We are blessed to have heard you today.
Bill, that was such a fun time. Thanks so much for having me on.
And visitors, you come again, please, next week, right here at Choose Life Radio.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Choose Life Radio Network of Canton, Ohio.